Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
My guest is Peloton instructor, New York Times bestselling author, Nike athlete, and motivational speaker, Tunde Oyeneye. Is a Texas, she's from Texas, okay, Nigerian descent, and currently resides in New York City area with her dog Caesar Roof. Growing up, Tunde struggled with her body image and self-esteem, noting it took many years of hard work to reach a healthy place physically and mentally. Fitness offered Tunde a more significant form of self-love, and she eventually realized it was her true calling to motivate people to join her in becoming the best version of themselves. She trusted her gut, took a leap of faith, and walked away from a lucrative 15-year career as a professional makeup artist and brand educator for some of the most coveted beauty brands in the world to become a cycling instructor in Los Angeles. She has been cycling ever since. In 2019, landed a prestigious role at Peloton Studios in New York City. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Tunde Oyeneye.
Thank you, Tunde.
You know, First of all, your first name is beautiful. Your last name is fantastic. Its origins is Nigerian. It sells. Like your queen, it sounds prestigious. Tell me the origin of your name, your background on your name.
So I'm Nigerian. You said my parents immigrated here from Nigeria many years before I was born, with a dream of living the American dream.
Right.
My name, Tunde, it's a very popular Nigerian name, actually.
It's very popular?
Mother is, it's like Amber or Ashley or Sarah or Jessica. It means mother is back again. When a man's mother dies, mm-hmm. the next child will be born into the family, bears the name Tunde. And so after my dad's mother passed away, I took the name Tunde. It's unisex. Tunde is actually a boy's name. My full name is Ye Tunde. So yes, it is a very popular name in Nigeria.
Okay, you know, when I do these interviews, you know, you do all this background research, and one of the background things that came up was bullying. You know, there's always a journey to this point because you're incredibly beautiful. You're athletic. You know, I asked you to body fat off here and you go, huh? So, you know, this made me feel bad because I know I got body fat on me.
No, I don't know my body. Who knows their body fat? Come on.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
That's weird.
I represent Stephen A. Smith from ESPN, right? He's one of my best friends and my client. He's lost 30 pounds. All right. So I was with him yesterday in L.A. First time out by his mouth, Rashawn, I'm down to 12% body fat. I just looked at him and went, I don't know what that means, but thank you for telling me information. So I'm talking to a fitness expert.
That is very impressive, though. That is wildly impressive.
I'm so proud of him because he's lost 30 pounds. He's mad at me because my stomach is still flatter than his. But that's another story, you know. I'm not in shape, Tunde. Don't tell me. I'm not in shape, okay? I'm a guy who has the disguise of the look of being in shape. So you started out in the makeup field, okay? Why?
Why did I start out in the makeup field? I enjoy gifting people with confidence.
Okay.
I still do. I enjoy gifting people with confidence. I would have somebody who would, at the time I worked, when I started in cosmetics, I worked with a beauty counter. And I would see someone come in and maybe she her shoulders were hunched over and her head was down and her hair was in a bun and she didn't want to make eye contact because she didn't feel confident. And then 45 minutes later, she sits up straight, shoulders back, hair comes out of the bun, and she is feeling what she's seeing in herself. And so if I can bring out the beauty of your eye shape or highlight the gift of your complexion and it makes you feel good, that gift of confidence, it made me feel good. And so I enjoy gifting people with confidence. Now I do that every single day by virtue of a bike and also my book Speak. I enjoy empowering people. It empowers me to empower others.
Well, know, it's motivation is such a significant tool. When did you realize that was part of your gift? You know, because, you know, you know, how tall are you? I'm just asking. How tall are you?
I think I'm 5'7" and a half. When I have big hair, I lean
so, like 5'7". This is not big hair. This is not big hair right now.
This is flat hair today. No, this is 5'7" today.
So you're athletic. You're 5'7". So when you have big hair and heels, you roll in about 5'11", 5'10", right?
5'9", 5'10",
so
sure.
Do you come in the room today? Is it a game changer? Is it a room turner when you come in the room? Come on now.
Yeah, but I would take, sure, maybe the physical, sure.
Yeah, what's...
But I think that I would say it's a confidence thing too, because I say that because I can have the heel on and the red lipstick on and the earrings on.
Right.
And that's an energy.
Right.
And then I can have on a pair of some Nike sweats with some Jordans and a hat, and you can still feel my presence.
Right.
Like when you feel yourself, in your power, when you feel in your power, you feel in your power. Yeah, there are things that make me feel more in power. I get my hair done, I put my lip gloss on, I feel more in my power. I feel ready to take up space. And I can do that in a pair of sweats too. I think that when you're able to connect to your power, I know that my power is my ability to lead,
right,
and to move people through my words and also on a bike, right? Knowing that, tapping into that, being able to like reset my frequency, I think that's my power. And I think that's the energy people feel when I walk into a room. And a pair of stilettos helps for sure.
And confidence. And confidence. You know,
and confidence. Yeah, absolutely. Confidence.
You know, when I look in your background, and I would tell you a personal story of me, you know, because I'm older than you. And bullying is a term that's very used a lot. You know, last 20 years, it started picking up speed and social media, it put it on steroids because bullying happens a lot in social media. And I remember I was reading in the middle school and this little girl told the classroom and everybody, I'm tired of him reading. I want to read. He's not the best reader in the world. And that shut me down. You know, that put me in a space where I didn't want to feel out of, like I was special. I wanted to feel normal. I was fighting to feel normal all the way through my high school life. I stepped away from being this smart guy and I wanted to be quote unquote regular. Now, when you talk about that, that was a bullying experience that altered my life. You know, it altered the way I spoke. It altered the way I wanted to present myself in general public. What was your bullying experience like?
Yeah, at the time, I don't even know I named it. Bullying. I just knew that people made fun of me. I knew that I didn't look like everybody else, and a result of that, people treated me differently. I felt that. I grew up in a primarily white neighborhood. I didn't see people that looked like me. There were a few black folks that were in my school, but nobody had dark skin like me. At least no girls had dark skin like me. My mother's skin was about your complexion, and so I didn't see people that looked like me. I was overweight. I was heavy. I was made fun of for the way that I talk, for the color of my skin, and for my size, for my hair. I've worn braids my entire life, and I was made fun of for it. And, you know, I didn't think about, to your point of, like, reading. In that moment when you said that, I even thought to myself, like, to me, bullying, being made fun of, it is people telling you that you are less than you are. It's people telling you that you are less than you are. And I remember even my third grade teacher. I remember telling my third grade teacher that I wanted to write a book one day. And she said, well, you won't because you don't know where to place your periods and your commas because my punctuation was so terrible. And so, in essence, I think that bullying is people minimizing you and
right.
your ability and your work and your value based on comparison. As a kid, you want to do everything to blend in.
Yes.
And then as an adult, when you step into your essence and who you are, you want to find every way that you can stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there's it's so interesting. I look back at my life and my story and all the things that weighed me down, all the blockage, all the ways that I got in my own way when I was younger. And it was all a result of me trying to do everything to not be who I am. Everything, I was doing everything to be like everybody else. And as an adult, the reasons I love myself most are for all the things that I tried not to do and tried not to be and tried to hide in my adolescence. That's why I love myself.
Wow.
I allow those features, those qualities of
right.
myself, I allow all that to come forward.
Right. And I 100% agree with you. It's really amazing that, you know, I left IBM to be a stand-up comic, you know. So I went from a person who was told not to speak in middle school and then ran from that and eventually became a public speaker, a person who was on stage talking to unknown people, convincing them that I was funny. So I had to put together words that made them laugh and eventually led to Def Comedy Jam and all these comedy tours and all those things. In fact, Steve Harvey was my opening act. That's how we met and became friends. And so it is true. Sometimes you can, that's a gift. You had a gift. You didn't know what that gift was because now you're living the gift. And that's the blessing of this interview, is that I always tell people between the ages of 18 and 20 are very important years, because if you master those years, you master that personality, that drive and desire, that is what you're going to use to make money in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. You have to be able to not run from who you are. And that's what you're doing now. You're not running from who you are. You're accepting it. That's your motivation and that's your blessing, correct?
Correct. You said between the years of 18 and
22.
You know what? I'm going to validate that as true. I think I was 19 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
When I fell into cosmetics, and again, mm-hmm. my purpose there, the driver there was wanting to gift people with confidence, and
yes.
I wanted people to see themselves the way that I could see them.
Right.
I wanted people to see themselves the way that I could see them. I knew that felt good in
right.
me.
Right.
I didn't know that would move me into this current chapter of my life.
Right.
But it was definitely during those prime years where I discovered that piece of the calling.
Right. And that's the blessing of this conversation. You know, when I look at where you come from, something I feel courageous in you. There's tremendous courage in you, I should say it that way. Because there's so many people out there living jobs, doing jobs, don't like them. It pays good money. But there's that fear of change, that fear of the unknown. And so you're very successful. I said it in your credits. You had a career. You were changing lives. And you decided that wasn't you, or you decided you needed to change. Which one was it?
It wasn't that it wasn't me. It was that the gift needed to expand itself.
Okay.
It was that the vessel by which or way that I was delivering, I knew that had outrun its course. I
right.
was a makeup artist for 15 years.
Right.
I lived in Los Angeles, California. I lived in my dream neighborhood. I drove my dream car. I had my dream title. On paper, I was living the dream. And it wasn't until one day I was in the bathroom at work and I was splashing water. I was one of those days where I was thinking, oh God, like I'd been there for 15 minutes. I was like, is this over yet? Get me out of here. And I splashed water on my face. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I had a real moment with myself. And I would say I had the audacity to admit to myself that I hated my job. I couldn't admit to my own self that I hated my job because I knew how hard I'd work to get there. I knew that I asked for it. And here I was living in this life that I asked for. And I was saying I was unhappy and I felt guilt in that. And so I remember just being in this place of uncertainty and so much doubt. And doubt feels heavy. Doubt feels heavy. I think the beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility. When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And so anything can be next. Doubt doesn't feel good, but when doubt meets you,
right,
I think that it's the body's way of signaling to you that a course correction is trying to make its way in. Now, when we reject doubt, it creates friction. That's why it feels heavy. But if you can lean into hearing what's trying to come through, there's always a message there that is to be said. And so here I was in this space where I hated my job, didn't know what I was supposed to do next, in this space of uncertainty. I go and I take a cycling class that changes my entire life.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. My next guest is Stephen A. Smith, Kurt Franklin, Christina Milian. His name is Will Packer.
Attorney Benjamin Crump.
There are two justice systems that govern America.
Deion Sanders.
Purpose is tied to my passion. If I'm not passionate about it, it cannot be my purpose.
It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own.
More information is available at moneymakingconversations.com. Keep winning.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Being a correspondent for Access Hollywood.
Yeah, you know what? It's a brand new gig. I got the call like a week ago, and I said, yes, where do I sign? And then hours later, they told me that my first interview would be with Usher. And so I just interviewed Usher this morning. He was as awesome as you could dream that Usher would be. And I'm just so incredibly excited to embark in this new chapter of my life. I said before that my love is gifting people with confidence, connecting with people, being able to reach people and inspire through them through my word, through my voice, and through my stories. And so to be able to now, again, deliver the gift through a different vessel, I'm really, really, really excited about it and eager to see what this leads to.
First of all, you're a star. Come on, I'm just going to be real here. But I want to. Are you familiar with Stephen A. Smith? You know who he is?
Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, ESPN, Stephen A. Smith.
Do you know? Yeah, I sure do. Okay, sure am.
He is a Peloton fanatic. He rides that bike every day. And, of course, that's been one of the major reasons he's lost 30 pounds over the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 months. Okay?
That's awesome.
I want to connect him with you. In fact, you know, he has one of the hottest podcasts.
He's probably mad at me. Odds are he's taking my class and he's mad at me. He doesn't want to be connected with me.
No, yeah, because I one of the keys in any relationship is, you know, connections and being able to connect people. You know, he's one of the biggest personalities in sports today, as well as his podcast is like straight fire. I should say YouTube channel is straight fire. I want to connect him. That's just a personal thing because you just ooze star power. You ooze connection. You ooze. You can be yourself around you. And the fact that you are this incredible instructor on Peloton, and I have an amazing A-list talent that I know that uses Peloton there, I got to make that connection. If you're comfortable with that, I want to do that.
Please do. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I got to, because he has a studio he's building in New Jersey. And I want to get you on this show as a guest because y'all need to connect and make things happen. And his brand will bring some nice glow to you. And of course, him talking to somebody who drives him crazy every morning or every afternoon riding that bike, y'all do need to connect. And you know, as we close out this interview, I've had a fantastic time in talking to you. The word athlete being associated with your name, you know,
the word
athlete, Nike athlete,
yeah,
being associated with your name, you know, that's a very powerful name. You know, athleticism. Did you ever expect that? You know, you was in the beauty field. You know, you were bullied as a youth. You was in the beauty field, and now a Nike athlete. Talk to us about that journey.
Did I ever expect that? Absolutely not. No, for many reasons. One, growing up, I tried out for every single sport under the sun, and I never made the cut. My brothers were, you're from Texas. Texas is life. Texas is air and water. Football is life in Texas. It is your air. It is your water. Basketball is cool, but football is life. My brothers were star football players, star basketball players. And so I remember when I moved from elementary to middle school and then middle school into high school, every time, because my brothers were older than me. And so every time I would come into the new school, the teachers would say, oh, wow, you're an Oyine. And the two teachers would light up and so excited, and I would say, look, I didn't get the gift, and I'd try out, and I wouldn't make the cut, and so, no, I didn't see this for myself, and it didn't exist. And then even when I entered the world of fitness, did I see it for myself? No. You know what my dream was? I said to myself when I entered the world of being a fitness trainer, I said it would be really cool to be a model for Nike. Like if Nike would like let me do one of their campaigns, I'd show up and I'd wear the bra for free. Just like let me be in the ad. And the space didn't exist yet. When I signed on to Nike almost 3 years ago, I was named the first ever Nike athlete, or I was the first ever Nike athlete to come from the world of training and fitness. And so it created a space. And, you know, I just said it out loud and I get chills. It's to be associated with Nike and be able to say first ever, insert any line that to come behind that. I know what that means, not just for myself, Sean, but for every single person that looks like me, moves like me, didn't believe in themselves like me, didn't see their gift, didn't see their worthiness. And then I also know the space that it unlocks and creates for other people just like me that are fitness trainers to come in. And so it means a lot. And did I expect it? Not in 1 trillion years. The space didn't exist. So how could I have expected it?
Wow. You know, thank you. You're amazing. And I can't give you as many compliments as you deserve. You know, your journey is only started. Tunde, you know, you have Beyonce out there, you have Cher out there, you have Oprah out there, you know, you have Tunde out there. Embrace that name, embrace that brand. You are a brand. And this is what I do for a living. I look at people. I've been fortunate in my life to turn a lot of people who are celebrities into major international stars. That's what you will become. I brought you on the show just to hear your story. Your story is fascinating. Your story is amazing. And again, good luck. And I want to thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
Oh, I so appreciate you. I had such a good time.
Well, you know, I wanted to have fun because you're a Texas girl. And I didn't want to come over here with some little, you know, but being respectful because, you know, you are a star, but didn't want to put a little Rushanism on here in this interview. But I will tell you this as we close, I did see your interview. I mean, not your interview, your commercial on TV. And I was just, you know, in the house, just sitting around looking. And we was in between because we had scheduled one time and then we had to change the schedule. And the day we changed, I walked in my house, turned on the TV, and there you were on my TV screen, Tunde, because they put your name on the screen. And I went,
yes.
To my wife, I'm going to interview her one day. Come on. You're acting like you hadn't been around. I said, but you know, you're the first type. I've done the football. I've done the basketball. I've done the singers. I've done the actors. I've never done a fitness athlete at your level. You gold medal. You gold status.
You know what? Did you record that? That was the best compliment ever. Literally ever. I'll grab margaritas with you anytime. But let me ask you this. Not anywhere outside of Texas. Let's say you are only in Texas. What is your order? This says a lot.
What is my what?
What is your order? When you go get Tex-Mex, what is your order?
Oh, come on, girl. Okay, the restaurant, I'm based in Atlanta, which does not even match. Houston has the best food. I love New York, Chicago. But, okay, I always start a restaurant called Loopy's Tortilla.
You point blank and done. You don't even say anymore. That's the best one. Loopy's Tortilla. Queso.
There you go. Okay, but let's start with the beans now. Got to start with the beans, and then you have to ask for that for 25 cents extra so they can bring the pico, because they don't offer the pico unless you're willing to pay the extra 25 cents.
I'm not asking for the pico and their little sauces, right? But you get the refried beans or the charro beans.
There you go. The charro. The charro.
Then you get the queso. You get the beef fajitas.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something. That you sleeping on if you don't go there for breakfast. If you don't go to Loopy Tortilla for breakfast, you sleeping. You missed it. Because then you get the great Tex-Mex. Then you get the great Tex-Mex breakfast. You get the charro beans, the pico cacao salsa, all that stuff. And the chips are hot and fresh. Yes, girl, you messing with the wrong part.
I'm feel like I've for 38 years of life for sleeping on Lupe Tortilla's breakfast.
Yes.
You have you ever done Whataburger's breakfast taco?
Yes, I have. Yes, I
have.
But we're going to be good. Like I said, this is the start of our relationship, seriously, because, like I said, Sharon Shepherd is my client, and so I go back and forth up New York. Stephen A. Smith is my client. I'll probably be up there November 14th because he starts his new studio. I'm definitely going to get you on this show as a guest. I'm going to tell Sharon Shepherd. Have you done her show yet?
I have not.
Okay, because she does a lot of fitness segments. I got to tell you, people, I'm going to recommend that she brings you on. In fact, I'm going to talk to Heather about sending me a one sheet so I can send it up there. You, my girl. Whatever I do, this ain't about
me. I have one place that has good quesadillas, so we'll go get quesadillas and you'll take my class. We'll make it a trip.
Oh, no.
No, there's one place that has good quesadillas in New York.
I will go for the food, but you will not. I will not take your class. I will not. You will not kill me. No, do not let this old body fool you.
Open question. We'll leave that as an open question mark.
Okay, cool. Open question. I will take a slow class. Okay. Put me in the back of the room so you won't embarrass me. Okay. So you won't embarrass me. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't need no social media pictures. I don't want to be falling out. But again, thank you. Fantastic. You're awesome. So we'll talk soon. I'm hit my 31 minutes. I don't want Heather to be mad or Kim to be mad at me. If you just hold on so the feed can make sure it's uploaded correctly. But thank you very much. You're fantastic. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.